Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know you're going to be shocked by this, but I don't actually speak woman. It's a whole different language.
Really?
Yeah. It's a whole language to itself. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And sometimes when women are saying something, they're secretly saying something to each other. True?
True.
True. All right. So I have 11 phrases I'm going to run through for you guys, Hannah and AB. And you tell me if these, what they actually mean, what they translate to, and see if you agree with this list. These are 11 phrases that women say to each other when they secretly hate the other woman, but they're trying to be nice, like they're passive aggressive.
Trying to be civil.
Like, wow, you're so confident. Translation,
ooh.
You're too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so confident.
I'd be like, you're so full of yourself is what that really means.
Yeah. So when you would say that to someone, or must be nice is a classic way of hinting that jealousy or bitterness.
Yeah, try not to say that one.
You try not to, yeah, when you say must be nice, that's not actually nice at all. Good for you. Translation, I actually don't care.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Man, you guys really do. We actually just say good for you when we're a guy. I could never pull that off. Translation,
ooh.
And you shouldn't either.
Yeah. That's a cut deep one.
Really? You guys are both, no, none of you have
sometimes
disagreed.
Sometimes I do think that could be sincere, though.
Okay. You haven't changed a bit.
Ooh.
Translation.
You still suck.
And I'm not sure I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't changed a bit is a way for saying, yeah, you suck still.
Mm-hmm.
You always make interesting choices.
Ooh. I've never said that to someone or had that be said to me, but that obviously cuts deep.
That's them saying, like, hey, I don't agree with your decision. And so there's just saying, you're like, hey, you always
reevaluate your life.
Bless your heart.
That's like a Southern thing.
Yeah, bless your heart's really big in the South. I live in the South. That's what they say, like, you're an idiot. Like, bless your heart. Yeah, when you're an idiot.
You're something.
I'm just trying to help. A woman says that to extremely insult to a person that she hates immediately. I'm just trying to help. Is this guy's bitterness for their false appearance or genuine helpfulness?
No, I don't really agree with that one.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Ooh.
I didn't really want to see
you.
Yeah,
I don't
want to.
Yeah,
I invited you. That's one way of doing it. Translation.
It's the wrong way of doing
it. Yeah, translation, it's the wrong way of doing it. And I'm so happy for you. Really?
Ooh.
When you say that, you're really not happy for them.
That's ugly. Don't say that to people.
Don't say I'm really happy for you.
If you're
really
not, then just don't say anything at all.
Okay. I'm really happy for you, though. Really?
Okay, if a guy says it, then yeah.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.